Instead, this is a repeat from back in March. I hope you enjoy it, and hope to be back next week with a new show. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, this is DJ Chris Wired. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, I will not be doing a new show this week. Instead, this is a repeat from back in March. I hope you enjoy it, and hope to be back next week with a new show. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, this is DJ Chris Wired. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, I will not be doing a new show this week. Instead, this is a repeat from back in March. I hope you enjoy it, and hope to be back next week with a new show. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, this is DJ Chris Wired. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, I will not be doing a new show this week. Instead, this is a repeat from back in March. I hope you enjoy it, and hope to be back next week with a new show. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, this is DJ Chris Wired. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, I will not be doing a new show this week. Instead, this is a repeat from back in March. I hope you enjoy it, and...
I get out of this army, I'll show that bum.
I'm gonna bust that bugle some morning. Stewart!
Yeah.
Jaroslow?
Here.
Bush?
Here.
Reeves?
Yo.
Diamond?
Yo.
Berlin? Berlin! Where is that guy?
He said he was tired, Sergeant, and if you wanted him for anything, you could find him in the barracks.
Oh, he did he? Let me at him. Come on, sleeping beauty. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning.
I've been a soldier quite a while, and I would like to state the life is simply wonderful, the army food is great. I sleep with 97 others in a wooden hut. I love them all, they all love me, it's very lovely, but oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the heart is going on is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday I'm going to find him there.
And then I'll get that other pup, the guy who wakes the bugler up.
And spend the rest of my life.
Woo!
company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and TuneIn Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other services, including our own SLBRadio.org player at SLBRadio.org/radio. You can also listen by phone there or anywhere at 631-359-8728. Today, you will meet high school students just after 10 o'clock discussing their experiences as part of Creating Peace, a program at the Homewood Brushton Y. That will be at 10. Just after 10:30, we have students that have worked with a youth-led nonprofit to distribute over 10,000 books on economics and public health across 7 African countries. And one representative from the group will be here to talk about that work. We'll talk about a special program at the August Wilson Center at 11 o'clock. And then the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus will join us between 11 and noon with a preview of their upcoming performance. All that plus a mix of acoustic music and family fun all throughout the morning. Thank you for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
My favorite place to be is in the middle of a song when it isn't completely right, but it's not hopelessly wrong. My favorite place to be is in the middle of a song. My favorite place to be is the space between the lines, the unforgettable face, the grace we leave behind. My favorite place to be is in the middle of a song. Like a baby newly born that you hope will grow up strong. My favorite place to be is in the middle of a song. Middle of a song. Place to be is before the story ends, when we find out that love can set you free. Set you free. Set you free. Set you free. Song when it is completely right, it's not hopelessly wrong. My favorite place to be is in the middle of a song. Middle of a song.
That's John Gorka at the Saturday Light Brigade getting us started this morning. That's from his latest album called Unentitled. tune called Favorite Place. Hello to Mike and Mars, John and Economy Borough, Jim in Blackridge, and Tommy in Virginia. Already wide awake and with us this morning. We're grateful to have you here.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
The new slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before and lets you easily learn more about our work, keep up to date on our programs, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Visit us at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
Alexandria says hello. This is our first Saturday waking up together when it's significantly darker after the clocks fell back last week. Have you adjusted yet? I'm getting there. It takes a while. Let's see how sharp you're feeling at this hour of the morning. It's time for our pop quiz. And today's pop quiz wants you to consider the word sergeant, which is spelled S-E-R-G-E-A-N-T. S-E-R-G-E-A-N-T. Now, those eight letters can be rearranged to form at least three other words. Can you determine what those words are? Again, the word sergeant, S-E-R-G-E-A-N-T, can be rearranged to form at least three other eight-letter words. Any idea as to what those three other words are?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-4200. 1-888-752-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's pop quiz.
Red and I go way back to the start of second grade. We met in the schoolyard where all the games are played. I was it, I tagged him, I guess I tagged too hard. He slugged me and there we were, rolling around the yard. You know we got over that, I don't remember how. We became the best of friends, that's all that matters now. Red's the only one still here of all my childhood friends. One by one they pass away, every good thing ends. Old friends last forever. Old friends don't fade away. Red and I played baseball, we sang tenor in the choir. We dated two Smith sisters, living high but aiming higher. We were close as brothers, and then one awful day, the draft board called his number, and the war took Red away. Red came back from Vietnam, a completely different man. He'd seen things he didn't think I'd ever understand. For a couple years we seemed to go our separate ways, till one tearful, fearful night we remembered better days. Old friends last forever. Been sinking slowly, we're not young men anymore. Memories seem sweeter than they ever did before. We're back there on that playground, we both remember when I touch him on the arm and whisper, tag, you're it again, old friend. The autumn to me, she's like the autumn to me, like a well-worn sweater, like some lost love letter
apple hanging ripe from a tree. She's coming to visit soon. She's coming to visit soon. Time waiting for a bus. Leaves twirl in front of us. Let's jump up to the moon. She's like the autumn to me. She's like the autumn to me. Clear light in a window full of song. Laughter splitting right from wrong. Living with a mystery. She's like the autumn to me. She's like the autumn to me. Stars shine with wise grace. Seeds falling into place. Steal back your memory. Steal back your memory. She's like the autumn to me.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Andrew Calhoun. She's like the autumn to me. And see Daniel Bowling with the song Old Friends from his album New Old Friends. Hello to Ralph in the South Hills. Thank you for saying hello this morning. How did you do? Were you able to take the 8 letters in the word sergeant and rearrange them into 3 other dictionary words? By some count, there's even more than 3 based on responses that we've had. Sue in South Park has reagents, negates, and estrange. Ralph has estrange, grantees, and then greatens, G-R-E-A-T-E-N-S, and I think that counts. That means we have 5. Kathy has estrange, grantees, agenters, that would be 6, and negators. And Russ in King, North Carolina has reagents, estrange, negators, and grantees. Jim in Crafton Heights, reagents, estrange, and negators. And Barb and Tom also there in Stallstown. They came up with reagents, grantees, and greatens. Interesting. I only thought there were 3, but there end up being more than that. Jim in Crafton Heights got them all. And Jim in Black Ridge turned sergeant into estranged, reagents, grantees, and greatens. John in Economy got estranged, reagents, grantees, among others. And Tommy came up with negators and estrange. And I see that Barbara just wrote in.
Okay, this is by my other favorite composer, John Philip Sousa.
With greetings, negators, and estrange. So we had grantees and reagents, and that gives us five all told. Thank you, Barbara. And Rick. Sent along a few that I'll share with you in a little bit. In Highland Park, you never cease to amaze me. Rick mentions that Hedy Lamarr Day is tomorrow and is celebrated by the amateur radio community. So, some of the anagrammatic words relate to Hedy Lamarr, he writes. Sergeant, since her torpedo inventions had to do with the military. Sternage, since torpedoes can be launched from the stern. Estrange, since she was estranged from her husband. Greetings, since her work led to cell phones. And grantees, since her patents were granted. Well done. Saturday Light Brigade with the great Guy Van Duser. One guitar on stage there, doing a terrific job with the Stars and Stripes Forever, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, also by phone when you dial our telephone number for listen by phone, which is 631-359-8728, and online at slbradio.org/radio, or through TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other apps that make it easy to tune in. Billy Strings at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Billy came to Pittsburgh last night and is still here. Maybe he's tuned in right now. Who knows? I understand he put in a great appearance and a great show for the first of two nights. Good morning to Pat in South Park. Pat, I'm looking for your request. I know the song you're asking about. I don't know if we have it in our library or not. I'm still taking a look.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's spacialaudio.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Our last puzzle, we were turning the word sergeant, rearranging the letters to come up with as many different words as we could. And we ended up coming up with six altogether: sternage, grantees, estrange, greatens, reagents, and negators. Well done if you were playing along. Now, here is this morning's Hysteriddle, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you ready? Here it is. This author was born in Atlanta on November 8th, 125 years ago today. She entered Smith College in 1918, but left a year later to care for her family after her mother passed away. After serving as reporter for the Atlanta Journal, she began to write a book she intended for only her eyes that became a blockbuster film in 1939, after it brought her a 1937 Pulitzer Prize. A charge awaits you if you can identify this morning's Hysteriddle. One more time, this author was born in Atlanta on November 8th, 125 years ago today. She entered Smith College in 1918, but left a year later to care for her family after her mother passed away. After serving as a reporter for the Atlanta Journal, she began to write a book she intended for only her eyes that became a blockbuster film in 1939, after it brought a 1937 Pulitzer Prize. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Here's Louie Collins at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Sweet song. sobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his own sweet song. Wake up, you're sleeping. Get up, get up, get out. Cheer up, cheer up. The sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields. Again.
Saturday Light Brigade. That is Steve Martin and the voice of Alison Brown along with him. What a pretty song, too. It's called Michael, and it's from their latest album called Safe, Sensible, and Sane. Can you imagine the debate they may have had about which of those words should come before the other one? Or if you had to only choose three of the four. You can be safe and sensible, but not sane. Or you could be sensible and sane, but unsafe. Safe and sane, but not sensible. It doesn't exactly. You probably do need all three. Louis Collins did a great version of Red, Red Robin. From her album, Closer. Holly in Oakland got the correct answer to this morning's history riddle. So did Jess in the South Hills, playing along online. And David in Franklin got the correct answer also. Thank you. And let me give you the history of it one more time so you can work on it. I'll acknowledge a few more correct answers and then we will give you the answer. This author was born in Atlanta on November 8th, 125 years ago today. She entered Smith College in 1918, but left a year later to care for her family after her mother passed away. After serving as a reporter for the Atlanta Journal, she began to write a book she intended for only her eyes that became a blockbuster film in 1939. After it brought her a 1937 Pulitzer Prize for 12205975. If you would like to take a guess, Tommy in Virginia came up with it. So did Jim in Blackridge, Stu in McCandless, John in Carrick, John in Economy Borough, Mike in Mars, Russ in King, North Carolina, Bruce in Ingram, who correctly points out that this was the only book this person wrote, and that she tragically died after a car crash as she was crossing a street. Rich in Freeport has the correct answer. Tom in McCandless got it. And good morning to Richard, who is on the north side. It's nice to have you tuned in. And Angie in Mars also got the correct answer. And Susie has it too. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. I got it wrong the first time.
You did? Who were you thinking?
I thought it was Harper Lee.
So did Tom and McCandless, and I was thinking if anybody, if any guess might have been an alternate, although the time period is not quite right. Harper Lee would be younger, but
right.
They're... output, so to speak, was similar. Harper Lee, I think, had her one novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, and then one that was found afterwards that she didn't fully polish. that I think was posthumously published. But our historical answer also just one novel. And who is that? Your second and correct guess.
Margaret Mitchell.
Margaret Mitchell, indeed. And well done. And I have not read Gone with the Wind. I don't know if you have or not.
No, I haven't. The only time I saw the movie was in college. It was in a dorm room on a teeny tiny black and white TV. And I thought, what is, you know, and of course, you know, on a teeny tiny black and white TV, you can't grasp the magnitude of this movie. And so, you know, I was like, why do people watch this movie? You know, everybody else in the room had seen it before and they were just like enthralled. And, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I just couldn't, you know, it just didn't do anything for me. But, and so I have never read the book either, but I was just, you know, while I was waiting to talk to you, looked up some things. And apparently she wrote it because her husband said, you just read so many books. Why don't you just write one? And so she did.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I know she was kind of withdrawn and reading. And she left college to take care of her dad and her brother after her mom passed away. And as Bruce mentioned, she died after getting hit. I believe it was by a cab. She was crossing the street ended up dying in that car accident, which is really a shame. Maybe she would have ridden some more after that.
Well, she wrote it while she was she had broken a leg or something, and so she was writing it through her pain.
Mm.
Like it distracted her from the pain of the having broken her leg.
I didn't know that. I'm reading a little bio of her. It said her husband grew weary of lugging armloads of books home from the library to keep his wife's mind occupied while she hobbled around with the leg injury, and said, Peggy, can't you write a book instead of reading thousands of them? So he brought a Remington typewriter, and then she typed away for 3 years writing Gone with the Wind. That's amazing. I had no idea that was the beginning of the book. I'm glad you uncovered that. And
because I write some, you know, how books have, you know, come to fruition is always, I always love finding those little details.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether they were accidental or intended, how they came about. But that's one I do need to have that on my list for things I need to read. You were mentioning the color TV or the small black and white. Somebody had posted something on social media that was to complete the sentence, As a child, I thought my family had really hit it big when, in other words, when you thought your family suddenly was richer than rich. And for ours, it was when we finally got a color television. I think my dad was one of the last holdouts for color TV. I think we got one in maybe 1982 or 83. And I thought, wow, this is quite a luxury. And people started to list things that when they were a kid, they thought that was the biggest luxury whatsoever. And it not to trivialize any of these things, it was really neat to see what people wrote. And color TV was one.
Well, We would only get, we would go on vacation usually like once a year. And there were special, we could get special food because it was vacation. And we would get Oreos. And, like, that was, like, such a treat because we didn't get Oreos normally.
Yes, and the name brand ones, not the...
Right, not
food club.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really fun to think about those things. And there are probably some others, too, if I scratch my head. But you were mentioning the black and white TV made me think of that. Well, a charge to you.
Yeah.
We're getting ready. We're going to play a song to get us to the top of the hour. It's good to hear from you. And thanks, as always. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Like a flame, love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream. Gone with the wind, just like a leaf that's blown away. Gone with the wind, my romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips. But now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the wind, the gladness that filled my heart. And just like a flame, love burned brightly then became an empty smoke dream that's gone, 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 my romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses, are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips. But now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the wind, the gladness that filled my heart. Just like a flame, love burned brightly then became an empty smoke dream that's gone.
At home, but I hope the wind changes. love can't be that far away, my dear, cause the wind don't blow that hard round here. So it's all up to you, Mr. Wind. I want you back, I want my love back again. Yes, I'm gone with the wind, just like the leaf that's flown away, gone with the wind. My romance has blown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips. But now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the wind. The gladness that filled my heart. And just like a flame, love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream. Gone with the wind, gone with the wind.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Dan Hicks as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ